The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Nice to be with you. Another day, day three, Wednesday. It's so lovely, right, to be part of this Sangha. Like, who knew, right, that YouTube could actually be a force that brings people together? So often there's a lot of craziness that happens on YouTube. But I admit, I haven't watched so much of it, so I don't really know all the good things it has to offer. And of course, I also want to say welcome and hello to those people who aren't in the chat, who are maybe already in the meditation posture, just waiting. So hello to you as well, of course, of course. Okay, I think we'll get started here. Good morning. Welcome. Welcome. And we're continuing this series on practicing off the cushion on purpose. Just what are some things that we can do in our daily life that augment and support our meditation practice? Sometimes we might feel like, okay, if I'm not sitting down in a formal meditation posture, then it doesn't count as practice. Or it's noteworthy for me sometimes when I meet with individuals having practice discussions, often they lead with this confession, quote unquote, yeah, I haven't been meditating. It's like as if that's the only measurement of practice. And I want to highlight there are so many things that we can be doing in our daily life that are a support for our meditation practice. Or maybe there's a time in our life when we don't find ourselves sitting for whatever reason that might be, but we can incorporate some of these other practices that are tremendously helpful. So in this morning's meditation, I'm going to focus or direct us towards having meditation that just really highlights, just staying with one thing, one anchor. I know sometimes we do, I give instructions on, you know, opening up the awareness to other things that might be arising, perfectly legitimate practice. But today I want to just do a practice where at the beginning we choose an anchor and stay and stay and stay. Because this is a practice. We're so used to flipping around. Sometimes it can be really helpful to just stay. Okay. So if you haven't already taken a meditation posture, letting the body settle into that posture, having some steadiness and some ease. And feeling the points of contact the back, if you're using a backrest in a chair or a couch, or if you're lying down. The back side, the buttocks, as we're sitting. The back of the legs. And the feet, whatever they are touching. Feeling the contact, feeling the support. Let the face soften. Sometimes around the eyes, there can be a little bit of tightness. Let the shoulders drop. Can there be a little more ease in the jaw? And for this meditation, we choose an anchor, and we'll stay with this anchor as best we can. This might be feeling the sensations of breathing in the chest, as the chest moves with the breath. Or it might be feeling the breath with the belly, as it moves in and out with breathing. Or feeling the breath at the nose, tip of the nose, as the air goes in and out. Or with sounds, resting attention on the sounds that are arising and passing. Choosing one of those anchors, or maybe you have another one that you regularly use. And let's hang out there. Being present for the experience of that one anchor. The breath, experiencing the beginning, middle, and end of an inhale. Feeling the beginning, middle, and end of an exhale. Noticing the transitions between inhales and exhales. And when the mind wanders, we just very simply, kindly begin again with the sensations of breathing or whatever your anchor is, keeping it simple. allowing the attention to gather, get collected as best we can. And we let our effort be balanced enough to stay with our anchor, but not so much that we're stiff or straining. Can it be soft enough to receive the experience of breathing, for example? Just resting with the anchor and the simple experience of being here now. Nothing to add. nothing to subtract. We're just here with our anchor. What is it like to just stay, keeping the attention on one experience? Even though, of course, there is a pull to leave, we're just choosing to stay as best we can. Okay, thank you. Thank you for your practice. I'm not going to ring a bell. Maybe just bringing a little movement into the body, fingers and toes, shoulders.